after wrapping up your press conference, you seen or you experienced for yourself Kyiv under airstrike. Do you think this was a message?
I don't think I am so important to justify the use of this day for that purpose.
One of President Zelensky's advisor said on Twitter that that was a postcard from Russia. There haven't been any attacks
having,
here for
having
weeks.
Said so, I must say that I was obviously shocked when I was informed that two missiles have reached a target in Kyiv. I was shocked with that, and I think it's very important to spare this wonderful city. Kyiv is a city with an enormous historical value. It represents everything for both Ukrainians and Russians, and I hope that Kyiv will be spared.
Before you came here, he was wondering why you were going to Moscow.
My only objective is to rescue people and contribute for peace. And obviously, with the enormous concern that the government of Ukraine has expressed about the civilians trapped in the steel plant in Mariupol, it was absolutely essential to find a way to take them out. And the only place where I could try to do it was going to Moscow and talking to President Putin.
President Zelensky wondered more than once, why is Russia still on the Security Council?
Yes, he brought up, as you know, the Security Council is defined in its composition by the Charter of the United Nations, and the Charter of the United Nations can only be changed by a majority of 2/3 in the General Assembly, including the positive vote of the 5 members of the Security Council.
Are we anywhere close for the two sides to sit together to try to bring any sort of ceasefire?
The UN was always kept out of the political negotiations. And to be fair, to be frank to you, I regret that that has happened, that our presence was considered not useful. We are not part of the present political negotiations, but we are following them with a lot of interest and hoping that they will solve the problem and that peace will come back.